You know, years ago when my Jeep was still relatively new and the dinosaurs still roamed the earth, my blinkers went bad on it. And this is what happened. In the course of a week, I noticed as I would go to make it to signal a turn that the interval between the flashes was getting shorter and shorter. So it used to go tick, 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 and it slowly got faster. And by the end of the week, it got to the point where they were no longer flashing. They were just on. I'd flick the stock and that light would go on. And what I realized is that if I would jiggle the blinker, yeah, I could signal. I could make them flash at whatever interval I wanted and in whatever pattern I'd like. And by the way, just a little trivia. Did you know that the stock that you use to use your turn signal, in German, they call it the Blinkenschnappen. So, of course, being the practical man that I am, I drove my car that way for about 2 months. And then when I took it into the dealer for its 60,000-mile servicing, I said, by the way, the turn signals aren't working. Can you fix them? And my car was in the dealer, and it was there all day long. And when I picked it up, the guy in the service department told me, hey, you know, it was just a faulty flasher. We've got them fixed. They operate great. It's like $32. And I was all excited. So I jumped into my car and drove and went to make my left-hand turn to exit the parking lot onto Beach Boulevard. And guess what I did? That's right, I was jiggling the Blinkenschnappen. It took me a week to stop doing it. So here I am, my car's repaired, it works perfectly fine, but I continued to operate it as though it were broken. It would be like if I were a blind man who'd been healed and yet continued to go through life with my eyes closed. And I want you to keep this in mind as I read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 14. For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. And trying to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, Scripture says, sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Now, in this little passage, Paul has a simple but profound statement to his peeps in Ephesus. Stop acting the way that you used to. Instead, start acting according to the way that God sees you. Did you hear that? Let me break it down a little more. God's grace has reached out to you. It has revealed God's love and presence to you. And as you have recognized it and claimed it, God has both forgiven you of sin, has brought you into his presence, and has restored a right and good relationship between the two of you. So you have a new standing with God, or a new awareness of where you stand. You have a new awareness of how much God loves you and how much God values you. You have become a child of light, and God's grace has made you a new creation. You have been transformed. But it's hard to believe. I mean, we still look the same. Our problems haven't miraculously disappeared or gone away. And we don't suddenly have new clothes in the closet, and our hair still won't fall the way we want it to. And we still fail. and we still sin. And we are still aware of the darkness that remains. And we are still aware of how imperfect we are. And there's a voice inside us that tells us that it isn't true, that we really aren't children of light. How could we be? Grace is too good to believe. I mean, what's that old adage? If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Nothing comes for free. If you're going to fail, why even try? And you see, we have a choice of which story about us that we are going to believe. In the gospel reading, we have a blind man whom Jesus has healed. And he goes to the religious leaders to be blessed. And what do they say? We don't believe you're the same man. If he'd have come and said he was blind, they'd have accepted him. But instead, he's been transformed because of his encounter with Christ. And he refuses to believe their story. Instead, he will believe in the story that God has told of him through Christ. And we have a story that God says of us. It's the story that says that God has claimed us, that God loves us, and that we are marvelous in his eyes. And the other story that others try to tell about us, stories that say we will never be good enough, that we are worthless, that we are broken. Which story are you going to believe? See, it matters which story you're going to believe about yourself, and Paul knows it, which is why he is encouraging the Ephesian Christians to behave according to the story of grace. He tells them, act as children of the light. In other words, see yourself as God's beloved children and act accordingly, not to earn his love, but as a response to his love. And it makes all the difference. Paul knows this. He knows it because it is his story. And he tells them that he was a persecutor of the church. He was one who really followed the tenets of the law. And yet it wasn't until Christ claimed him and transformed him that he was able to truly grasp the way that God saw him. So here's the Apostle Paul, once an enemy, now a partner. And several times in different letters, Paul will say, all that matters is that you are a new creation. All that matters is that you have been transformed. All that matters is you are not the story that others say about you. You are what God says about you. And this morning, you just need to hear that for all the backstory and the current story that we carry with us into church this morning, it all needs to remain backstory. We have to count all that as what we once were. And it's time to forgive yourself and let all that be water under the bridge. As we were singing that praise song, the words, I belong to you, kept speaking to me. You know, it's time that we start behaving according to the way that God sees us, as his beloved children and as his trusted partners, because we belong to God. We belong to the living God who has claimed us, who has poured his grace into our heart and has changed us. And as we move forward through the stewardship process, I urge you to think about how you are partnered with God. Paul has said that we are to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. And the same advice goes out to you, and it's advice that goes to me. And this morning, the one thing that I can tell you that I know to be true that pleases the Lord, and that is, believe the story that God tells about you. I don't think anything will mean more to God than to believe what God says about you. You are a new creation. You are children of light. You are God's beloved children. And if you don't believe it, well, let's play the part. And we'll find the way that blessing flows. And it doesn't mean that every day is going to be sunny, and it doesn't mean that we're not going to have chores, and it doesn't mean that there will be things that we have to deal with, but the grace of God that is poured out, God takes that and mixes it up and makes something beautiful. You are beautiful. Live as children of the light, because that is what you are. Amen.